Come, all you lovers, one and all, and listen unto me. A mournful execution that happened in Tralee. Puff and Barrett met their doom, may heaven be their bed. Their dying declarations, these are the words they said. James Barrett said, I do declare before my God and judge that I never injured Thomas Brown or owed him any grudge. I was not in that field the day the fatal shot was fired, nor never knew the deed was done till after he expired. I am a young man in my bloom, I'm scarcely 25. I never injured any man as long as I'm alive. In youthful days of manhood, I must give up my life into the Blessed Virgin's hands, whose mother, maiden wife. God help my two young sisters, who witness so much grief. God comfort my poor parents and grant them some relief. Goodbye to all my dearest friends around my native place. And when my spirit is at rest, don't throw me in their face. Sylvester Puff next handed the priest being in his cell. A folded slip of paper, his dying words as well. Now I am going before my God upon this very day. I never injured Thomas Brown or took his life away. There is one request I ask before I end my life. I have a helpless family, likewise a young wife. I hope you won't forget them when I am in the clay. May the Lord have mercy on their souls, that's all I have to say. Like soldiers bold, they soon ran up the scaffold grim and high. You'd think that they were anxious to know who first would die. Their moments they were numbered before the trap did fall, and they turned round against once more these words addressed to all. We now confess before our God who reared us from our birth that we never injured any man or woman on this earth. May the Lord have mercy on our souls, and we hope each one will pray unto the blessed Lord on high to wash our sins away.